is First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Indeed you are. Time to head out on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy John Breach, CBS NFL writer, joining us. A wild week in the National Football League, John. And I be candid, at the beginning of on Sunday, I didn't know if it was the right thing to do for the NFL to go forward. I feel glad that they did now because it has provided some distraction and otherwise very interesting times for all of us. What were you feeling leading up to it, and how do you feel now about the fact that the NFL went about its business?
Yeah, I think everything you said, you just hit the nail on the head. I was 50-50 on this. I could absolutely see the argument for postponing it. It's one of those situations where a lot of people are sitting at home. The economy is not great. People can't go to work. People can't make money. They're going to have trouble feeding their families or making rent. So there's a lot of reasons you don't want to have all these headlines saying, hey, this guy just signed a $118 million extension. But on the flip side, you know, a lot of people want that distraction. You're sitting at home. You can only handle your family for so long. You just want to lock yourself in a room, see who your favorite team is going to sign in free agency. So I definitely see both sides of that. The other thing is no one knows when this is going to get better. So if the NFL delays this for a month, maybe things are worse in a month, and then you can't do it then. So I do think in the end they made the right decision.
John, real early, you know, a lot of stuff moving with this free agency in the NFL just who are the early winners, in your opinion, in this free agency period?
Well, you know, I feel like we say this every single off season, but I feel like an early winner is the Cleveland Browns. I've been impressed with what they've done. You know, you want to go out, get weapons for Baker Mayfield, so they go out and sign Austin Hooper. One of the Browns' biggest problems last season was their offensive line. Baker Mayfield can't be a good quarterback if he's getting hit 1 second after the ball snap. So you go out and get Jack Conklin. So I've liked what the Browns have done so far. Even bringing in Case Keenum as a backup in case Baker struggles or Baker gets hurt, that's a good backup because he's familiar with Kevin Stefanski's system. So, the Cleveland Browns. I also really like what the Miami Dolphins have been doing. I never thought I would say that. You know, the Dolphins were kind of that team that was the laughing stock going into 2019. We all thought they were going to tank, and they were a little bit better than that, getting 5 wins. But they have made some pretty impressive moves. You know, they got Jordan Howard. They're poaching Patriots players. They went and got Kyle Van Noy. And Byron Jones, very good signing. So the Dolphins, and probably could throw the Raiders in there. So I would say of the three teams I've been most impressed with, probably the Dolphins, Raiders, and Browns.
I want to circle back with you, John. John Breach joining us, CBS NFL writer, joining us on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. You mentioned the Browns as a winner. I think very clearly what's happened up in Cleveland this offseason is Baker. We put too much on Baker Mayfield. We did not, in terms of him being able to police himself, to lead, to be able to step up in his second year, let's go backwards. And instead of saying, hey, Baker, make all of this stuff work, let's put him in the best position to succeed. They did it with the hiring of Kevin Stefanski, which will now put him in a play-action system, which is something Baker statistically is far better at than in any other type of play call. So it'll be a lot of play-action, a lot of double tight ends, a lot of just two receiver sets, a lot of see it, grip it, read it, throw it. They have, to me, and agreeing with what you said in terms of putting an adult in the room, in the quarterback room with Case Keenum, you talked about Conklin and Hooper and so forth, they have put him in the best possible position to succeed. They've simplified not only it for him, I do believe, but also their ability to analyze if he is the long-term answer. It seems to me like they have done that this offseason, and that is what probably should have happened last offseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 2020, the way the Browns are building this roster, it almost feels like a make-or-break kind of put-up-or-shut-up season for Baker Mayfield, because the last 2 years, you look at the games he started, you could put a lot of the blame on the team around him. Now, that's kind of gone. Like you said, the Browns are going to bring in this two tight end system. They have targets. They have good wide receivers. They have Nick Chubb. This is not all going to be on Baker Mayfield. All he has to do is not make big mistakes, is run this offense. You know, he threw 21 interceptions last season. You can't have 21 interceptions. So he's going to have to cut down on the mistakes and not be a game manager. They need a little bit more than that, but just be a smart quarterback because there's so much talent around him now and a smart coaching staff that if the Browns don't finish above 500 next season, that's a lot. You know, that's on Baker Mayfield.
John, what was your initial reaction when you first heard the news of Tom Brady and Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that uniform?
This is going to sound crazy, but I was asked to make free agency predictions about a month ago for CBS Sports. And Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, was my prediction. It made too much sense in my head. And even, I think the biggest shock for me was that he was leaving New England. I thought that was the least plausible thing. But then once that happened, it felt like the Buccaneers are the only landing spot that makes sense. They have so many targets. They have Chris Godwin. They have Mike Evans. They have a coach who just wants to win a Super Bowl this year. Because I don't think Bruce Arians wants to be coaching in 5 years. The guy's 67 years old. He's had health problems in the past. He wants to get a Super Bowl right now. Obviously it was shocking. It was one of those nobody ever thought. Tampa Bay doesn't get free agents. They're not the kind of team that lands free agents like that. And all of a sudden, Tom Brady is taking his talents to Tampa. So even though I predicted, I was very surprised, as I'm sure 99.9% of America was.
You know what else I find, John Breach, our guest, CBS, on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. So the Jaguars are going with Minshew. The Chargers say they're drafting a quarterback. That leaves the Patriots open, and there are two guys on the market who are former number one overall picks, one of which is an MVP of the league. The other one is 26 years old and led the league in passing yards. Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, and not a place to sit down and be a starter, or maybe not even a place to compete for the starter. Are you surprised by those developments?
I am surprised that there's two number one picks on the market, and Andy Dalton might end up being the best option for a team looking for a quarterback. That's something you never thought you would say, that, if you're Bill Belichick coaching the Patriots and you're looking at Jameis Winston, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton is probably your best option if you're going to go that route. The thing with Cam Newton, though, is just, and I think this is really was probably going to lead the Panthers to releasing him and not being able to find a trade partner, is that he's been so banged up. He's been dealing with these injuries, and due to the rules that are in place right now, you can't send your team physicians to go look at him and to go kind of diagnose what his issues are, or it's just to see if he's healthy, and you can't fly him in. So you can't trade for him because you have no idea what his health is. And, if you're an NFL team on Jameis Winston's end, he's coming off a 30-interception season. Bruce Arians' system was ideal for him. And if he couldn't kind of make that work for him, it's hard to imagine him working in another team system. Those are two guys. It is shocking that here we are less than 10 years after both guys were drafted, and neither of them will likely be starting in 2020. So in that sense, it's definitely shocking. But when you look at why they're not going to be starting, it kind of makes sense.
John, so you think that Andy Dalton would be the one to find a home first, you think?
I do if the Bengals aren't playing hardball. If the Bengals are answering phone calls and saying, yeah, we'll trade Andy Dalton for a first-round pick, or we're going to hang up if you don't take that offer. If they're willing to make a deal, I think Andy Dalton makes the most sense for a team that is looking for a quarterback, especially the Patriots, because Dalton has proven that, you put talent around him, he can be a solid game manager and he can win games for you. But if you put a team around him like the Bengals did last season, he's not going to carry your team to the playoffs single-handedly like a Patrick Mahomes could do. So the Patriots, obviously one of the smartest coaching staffs. They have a solid defense. They have a solid team there. And I think Andy Dalton could be a good game manager for them. So I think that would make more sense than, say, a Jameis Winston. I think Bill Belichick would pull out all his hair and retire midseason if he tried to coach Jameis Winston. He's throwing 30 picks in New England.
John Breach, thanks for the time, buddy, as always.
Thanks, guys.